Hey, this is Pastor Jay Lee, and you're listening to the Daily Sabbath Podcast. The Parable of the Sower, Part 3, Mark chapter 4, verse 7. Other seed fell among the thorns, which grew up and choked the plants, so that they did not bear grain. Verse 18 through 19. Still others, like seed sown among thorns, hear the word, but the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth, and the desires for other things come in and choke the word, making it unfruitful. Jesus says some people's faith journey is like a garden with weeds. Weeds are invasive growths to a garden. They have no value, either as food or any other good purpose. For a long time, they grow alongside the other plants, seemingly just fine. But slowly, they propagate more, competing for the resources, space, even sunlight in the garden, weakening the other plants. Left unchecked, weeds can eventually collapse the ecosystem of a garden and destroy it. The thing about weeds is they can often look like beautiful flowers or even the good plants themselves. Jesus says the weeds are the deceitfulness of riches and desires for other things. These are the desires for things other than what God has intended for us, or in other words, unchecked sin in our lives. Have you ever tried to watch a plant grow? It's slow, almost completely imperceptible to the eye. Sin's impact on us is like that, slow and insidious. For a long time, it can seem just fine. But sin is slowly, secretly, competing for the space in our hearts, stealing vitality and blocking the light of the sun. Until one day, the ecosystem collapses, and we look up and wonder, what happened? I was going so well. I used to be so close to Jesus. How did I drift so far away? There have been a number of high-profile Christian leaders with epic falls from grace due to moral failures. But it's not like they just had one bad day. They were long in the making, a whole history of little steps, then another step, and another, without accountability or confession or support, without vigilance. And when it all came crashing down, it was the end of a very long, slow road to collapse. Please know, we're not talking about perfection here. This is not about shame or condemnation. This is about recognition, awareness, healthy support, and being able to receive grace. And so your reflection for today is this. Take an honest look at your heart. Confess to Jesus what needs to be confessed. Seek support from safe people in your life. And ask for professional help for things that are just too heavy. And let Jesus do the work of sanctifying the garden of your heart and mind. For more Daily Sabbath content, please be sure to follow us on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. And you can also follow us on our Instagram account, Daily Sabbath.